This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson.
The goal is pretty simple and straightforward. We're looking to get 33% of California's energy needs met by renewable resources by the year 2020.
That's California State Senator Joe Simitian, the author of SB 14, an ambitious piece of legislation that would do just that. The San Mateo Democrat says his bill has just one big hurdle remaining.
The bill is out of the California State Senate. It's on the Assembly floor. It has cleared all the other hurdles. What we need now is a favorable vote from the California State Assembly and then a trip back to the Senate to agree with all the amendments that have been made along the way. But right now, we're teed up for a vote by the State Assembly sometime in the next week or two.
Hoping to muster public support for the measure, a trio of young people from a new environmental advocacy organization called Environment California came to Santa Rosa last week equipped with a tall, white visual aid.
This is a 14-foot prop wind turbine. It was built by an artist in Sacramento who used all recyclable materials.
Kate Golterman, the federal field associate for the group, explained why they had set it up during lunch hour outside Santa Rosa City Hall.
To bring awareness to a bill that's in the state legislature called the Triplet Bill, and it would triple our renewable energy sources to 33% by 2020. Renewable energy like wind, solar, geothermal.
In fact, defining exactly what is and is not a renewable energy source has proven to be one of the more challenging aspects of the bill. So, Senator Simitian.
There's always some debate about what ought to be included under the umbrella of renewables. The usual controversy is around large hydro projects. My goal is really to make sure that we create new renewable energy rather than credit folks for efforts that have already been undertaken to grow California's renewable energy portfolio, not to pretend we're getting to 33% by including things that are either already done or don't really meet the definition of renewable energy.
That excludes new nuclear sources as well as the industrial incinerators known as combined heat and power plants. California currently has a legislated target of generating 20% of the state's power renewably by the end of next year. But the actual amount just now is around 11%. That's why some advocates of the 33% goal are calling SB 14 the Triplet Bill. Simitian says moving aggressively on this issue offers multiple benefits.
I've always said that this made sense not only from an environmental standpoint, but from an economic development standpoint and an energy strategy standpoint. I think there's something in this for everyone in California without regard to politics or ideology.
It even has positive implications for national energy policy and even foreign policy, he adds. And by just setting a target, it will be up to the marketplace to find ways to meet that goal.
If we send the message out to the marketplace, California is going to do 33% by 2020, the market will respond. People will step forward. They'll invest their time, their talent, their expertise, and their dollars in renewable energy here in California, and that will also mean renewable green energy jobs here in California, which is where I'd like to see those jobs go.
Having already received positive feedback from the governor, Simitian is cautiously optimistic that his bill will get through the assembly before the current legislative session wraps up on September 11th. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.